Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police involved shooting in East Wichita. We have the story.
A Wichita council member has been asked to step down. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Emotions run high at the Wichita City Council meeting Tuesday. What was said is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. For the third day in a row, we will be dealing with more slick road conditions as some freezing drizzle moves into south-central Kansas. Our complete forecast and what to expect for the rest of the day will tell you coming up.
A man was hospitalized after a police pursuit and shootout with officers in East Wichita. It happened around 10:30 Tuesday night in the 4000 block of East Bailey. Police say the man shot at officers. They returned fire, wounding him in the arm and leg. The man is expected to survive, and the man reportedly had been involved in police pursuits in the past. No officers were injured. Pennsylvania is a battleground state as both candidates set their sights on it.
Pennsylvania could be the determining factor in the outcome of this year's election. Now, in 2016, Donald Trump flipped Pennsylvania red by a mere 44,000 points, and now this time it's turning out to be a nail-biter. The latest Real Clear Politics average, Trump trailing Biden by less than 4 points here. Both candidates hitting the state hard. The president's been hammering Biden this week over an issue near and dear to folks here in Pittsburgh. That's the oil and gas and fracking industry. And the president of Michigan drew a sharp contrast between the two candidates.
This election is a choice between a Trump super recovery or a Biden depression.
Fox's Griff Jenkins reporting there. Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia Tuesday.
About 870 people attended Joe Biden's drive-in rally here in Atlanta per the campaign. That, by the way, is more than the DNC, and it's significant given that this state has not voted for a Democratic president since 1992. It's long been considered out of reach to Democrats, but the Biden campaign thinks the state, Georgia, is competitive and could become part of the path to 270. Local activists laid the groundwork after a series of narrow losses in 2017 and 2018, including Stacey Abrams, who lost the governor's race by about 55,000 votes. Georgia is already seeing record early turnout and with the highest percentage of black voters in any battleground state.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting there. In response to recent allegations involving a political attack ad in last year's mayor's race, the Wichita City Council passed a resolution Tuesday asking Councilmember James Clendenin to step down.
However, the council does not have the ability to remove a colleague from office. Speaking to reporters following the meeting, Clendenin had this to say.
Right now I'm going to refer to my comments yesterday. I think they were pretty explicit. At this point, that's where I'm going to leave my comments.
Clendenin was referring to his statement saying that he should not have attended a meeting that was released in recordings last week. Councilmember Brandon Johnson tells KSN News the council met with the city's legal team to discuss their options.
It's important to me that we work together as a body. You know, we all could have came out and said things, but it was more important to figure out legally what can we do and what can we not do. You don't want to see this on any level of government. And not only was it infuriating, it was just disgusting to hear that dialogue.
Clendenin insists that he had no part in the production of the campaign ad and didn't know it existed until after it was produced. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, citing rising coronavirus numbers and hospitalizations, discussed with the city council making potential city ordinance changes.
Changes would impact local businesses defying local health orders, including, but not limited to, bars and nightclubs. A few council members expressed concern with targeting or penalizing businesses that were in fact complying with local health orders and urged more dialogue with the county. Discussion about COVID-19 hospitalizations led to a heated exchange between the mayor and Councilmember Jeff Blueball.
Do you have any other questions you'd like me to answer before I really nourish the floor to the next person in line?
No, we have lots of colleagues who have been on here for 20 minutes. We want to have a public discussion, but you
I won't be accused of not answering your question and then be ridiculed when I answer your question.
The council took no action on this item. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock. Coming up, Ted Woodward has his sports for us this morning. We have a new World Series champion this morning. The Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner talks about removing officials from office. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. And the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office has opened an investigation into an attack ad involving lawmakers, claiming that the Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, City Council Member James Clendenin, and Representative Michael Capps attempted to defame Mayor Brandon Whipple by creating a false attack ad during his run for mayor last year. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News the commission has no power to remove Commissioner O'Donnell from the bench, but there is a way to remove someone from office.
They are engaging the police and sheriff's office to investigate into this. If they find findings enough for an ouster, then they can take it to in front of a judge and they could be outed from their office.
Meitzner says he is pleased that the legal process is involved. Meitzner commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. A firearms case involving two former Marines is moving forward.
A federal judge says ex-Marine Jordan Duncan, a co-defendant, will be transferred from their home state of Idaho to North Carolina, where Jordan and another former Marine were previously assigned. They're accused of conspiring to build and sell hard-to-get guns with parts like highly regulated suppressors, so the firearms and their buyers would be hard to trace. Duncan could face 5 years in prison if convicted of a conspiracy count. The second Idaho defendant, Paul Krischuk, and the other ex-Marine, Liam Collins of Rhode Island, are charged with conspiracy to manufacture unregistered weapons and ship them across state lines without a license and face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Some suspicious pizza dough going around in Maine.
It'll Be Pizza, which is a company based out of Scarborough, apparently had some unwanted ingredients in their pizza dough. Earlier this month, some customers found razor blades in the dough being sold at a supermarket, and a former employee may have been tampering with the product. The company found three other cases of compromised dough, this time with screws in it. It'll Be Pizza has hired a private investigator to look into a fired forklift driver. The screws found in the dough were not the type used in their machinery. The Portland Press-Herald learned the company had not reported the tampering to the Food and Drug Administration after an inquiry by the paper. Now the incidents have been reported. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning in traffic here in the Wichita area, remember, we've got roadways that are still wet out there, and we have temperatures hovering around that freezing mark. Things could get slippery very quickly out there. It's looking okay at the moment, but again, it wouldn't take very much at all for things to get very, very bad. Best to be extra careful this morning out there on the roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine because I'm sitting here in a nice warm studio. I'm not out driving I'm not working too hard. So I would say I'm okay. I'm checking up. Yep, yeah, I'm doing good. Fine. Now, what about the weather for the rest of us?
Yeah, Steve, I promise we'll be able to shake that chill here pretty soon, okay, where a lot of us won't be confined to inside, actually able to get some fresh air here. But for now, as we head into midweek, got to make sure that we continue to keep a close eye on that potential for some wintry weather. It does look like skies just mainly cloudy right now, maybe a couple of random sprinkles out there. But we do have those temperatures, as Jad mentioned, hovering around freezing. Now, we do have a sign of good things to come. We'll have a slight chance of a wintry mix this morning, going up to an 80% chance of rain showers by later on today, thanks to temperatures getting above freezing at 41. You know, that's something that we haven't been able to do over the last couple of days. But that rain that we'll have move in later today, it could be heavy at times. So therefore, we'll have to watch out for the potential for some flooding, especially in low-lying areas. Flood watch, which does include Sedgwick County, will go into effect at noon, continues through our Thursday. So that means we'll have a likelihood of rain tonight, dropping down only to a low of 37, even our low temperature staying above freezing, and then we'll make some improvements, some more strides by tomorrow with a high of 47 for our Thursday. 60% chance of rain, that's going to be mainly during the early morning hours for our Thursday, and then we should be able to dry out from there, and actually seeing some clearing late in the day, seeing some sunshine make a return, and that's going to make for a bright start to our weekend by Friday, with mostly sunny skies, high of 56, 60s on tap for our Saturday, a little bit cooler by Sunday, but then we'll eventually see a high of 70 by the time we get into this time next week. And it still looks like we'll get a nice break from that active weather as well by the middle of next week. So right now, currently, getting into our current conditions, we're at 33 degrees, overcast skies, north winds, 6 miles an hour, 27 degrees. That's what it's going to feel like due to those light winds out there. But again, there's the potential for some moisture. Temperatures hovering around freezing this morning. Just make sure that we're still driving safely.
Yeah, we're grateful for the moisture, and it even looks like Halloween's not going to be too bad if anybody wants to get out and do anything, right?
Yeah, definitely not all that bad at all. And Steve, don't forget, we get that extra hour of sleep Saturday
night. That's right. Good reminder. We're turning the clocks back. Fall back Saturday night. And there you go. All right. Thank you, sir. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. The season obviously is changing. Time for a new hat for fall. Hatman Jacks carries fedoras, driving caps, westerns, and much more. New styles are arriving now. Stop in at Hatman Jacks. Get yours today at the Clock Tower in Delano, 601 West Douglas, and at hatmanjacks.com. 714, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning, October 28th. We had another cold, wintry day in South Central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 32 degrees, normal high 66. On this date in 1925, the temperature in Wichita fell to 19 degrees, and this is the earliest in the autumn a temperature in the teens has ever been recorded for the city. 7:14 on this October 28th, it is day three of the COVID comeback for Ted Woodward. Ted, how you feeling today?
Feeling well today.
Doing okay?
Good. Yeah, glad to... Glad to be up and at 'em and on the air with you guys.
Recovering from the COVID attack there. This state in 1980, Ted, President Jimmy Carter and Republican presidential nominee Ronald Reagan faced off in a nationally broadcast 90-minute debate in Cleveland. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, Ted. I guess you were in, grade school, high school?
I was grade school, yeah.
Did you pay any attention to that at all? I mean, when I was
I don't know if I paid attention to the debates.
When I was a kid, I watched a little bit and said, well, you know, President Kennedy was talking about Quemoy and Matsu, and I had no idea what that was. That was back in 1960. So I said, maybe I'll go, play catch or something. But, that was a debate. But Jimmy, the contrast was pretty interesting because Jimmy Carter with that southern slow talking way of going, and then Ronald Reagan, an accomplished actor. Who would want to get on stage with him? My goodness gracious. With his background in media. Wow, he was terrific. But, Jimmy Carter, a one-term president, came along after the Nixon Watergate scandal, and people wanted somebody they could trust and somebody a little different. And then after 4 years of Jimmy Carter, we were ready for Ronald Reagan, something new.
Yeah, so we were in the middle of a hostage crisis.
Yeah, the hostage crisis resolved the day that Ronald Reagan took office, or thereabouts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, we got, we look on Facebook. I took a brief look on Facebook, our Facebook here at KNSS, and a lot of mail coming in, a lot of people addressed for Ted. And here's one from David in Newton. I'm not going to use his last name. He says, please pass along our well wishes to Ted. So good to hear his voice yesterday. You guys are the best. Dave.
Thanks, David.
Hey. You know, I have to say David over there in Newton's a very sharp guy, wouldn't you?
Thank you.
He's a very smart man. All right, you meet 716, Steve and Ted. I know, Ted, you haven't been getting out because you're recovering, for crying out loud. So you haven't been getting out. But Shelly and I were out last night, and we went to our local Dillon's store. And as we're going in the store, there's another couple coming out of the store. They're, you know, right in that place between the two, between the entry and the door where you walk. Mm-hmm. We stopped and chatted with this couple, okay, and held up everybody trying to get in and out of the store. We ran into some friends of ours. We ran into Geneva and Doug Patry at Dillon's. And Geneva was a maid of honor at our wedding. And there was Geneva Lease was her name. She and Shelley were great friends in high school, and they hadn't seen each other for quite a while. And I think we took about 10 minutes, comparing illnesses.
See each other at the grocery store.
And comparing illnesses and operations and so forth.
Well, that's what you do.
That's what you do when you run into somebody you haven't seen for a while. But it was good to see the two of them there in the Dillon's store. And I'm sorry if we impeded people's traffic flow going in and out. We kept our masks on. We behaved ourselves. So there you go. We can't exist in a vacuum for a bubble forever. Sooner or later, Ted's going to have to come out of that bubble of his. But for right now, we're good to have you on the air, Ted. Good to see you. Have you on the air with us every morning here on Steve and Ted at 7:18 here on a Wednesday morning. And, hey, the Dodgers winning the World Series, first time in a long time. Ted Woodward Sports here. Ted?
Yeah, the baseball season wrapping up last night in Arlington, Texas. Game 6 of the World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa trailing 3-2. Had to win that game last night to keep the season going. Tampa did score early, but had trouble after that. And the Dodgers bullpen did the job. 6 Dodger pitchers combined for 7 1/3 scoreless innings, giving the Dodgers time to score a few runs of their own, including one late from a key acquisition that the Dodgers needed to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. You heard the action last night from ESPN over on 97.5 and 1240 Sports Radio KFH.
0-2 the count on Betts. And a swing and a ball driven. Left center field. It's gone! Betts hits one into the Rays bullpen and extends the lead. The Dodgers now lead 3-1.
Huge insurance run there late in the game for the Dodgers, closing in on a championship on KFH.
The 0-2, and it's strike 3 called. Throws him with a fastball. Julio Urias gets the last 7 in a row, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time since 1988.
88, the Kirk Gibson home run.
Yeah.
It was the last time the Dodgers won the World Series was that year. So it's been 32 years. Seventh time the Dodgers win the World Series, that franchise, in both Brooklyn and Los Angeles. So the baseball season ends with the Los Angeles Dodgers on top. The Kansas City Chiefs will head into November with a record of 6-1. They are favored to be 7-1 by a huge margin as the winless New York Jets come to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talks about his young quarterback, Pat Mahomes.
He doesn't miss much. When he sees something and you see him pull back, that might have been a time when he would have thrown it and it maybe hits a guy in the side when he's not looking. So something like that. Now he'll take that sack or try to escape and get what he can get. Might not have done that when he was younger.
Chiefs are a big favorite, 19.5-point favorite going into action on Sunday. You can hear the Chiefs right here on KNSS. High school volleyball last night, state quarterfinals being played on campus sites. In Class 5A, Bishop Carroll wins at Newton, and Bishop Carroll volleyball is now into the Final Four with a record of 25-2. Mays South wins on its home court to advance to the Final Four. Mays South now 29-6. In Class 4A, Andale and McPherson both win their quarterfinal matches on the road. Andale at 34-2, McPherson at 33-3. Both headed to the Final Four in Class 4A. And Hillsboro, down 2-0, came back to win at Garden Plain in 5 sets. Hillsboro goes to the Final Four in Class 2A volleyball at 27-3. So congratulations to all those teams making it to the Final Four in high school volleyball. And NASCAR Cup Series, second race of the semifinal round. They still haven't run it. They started it on Sunday. It's been misting in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for 4 days in a row now. It's
they can't get a dry track. This race started on Sunday. Kansas native Clint Bowyer is in the lead after 52 laps. They still have nearly 300 laps to go. They'll try it again for the fourth day in a row at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Fort Worth, trying to get that NASCAR race in. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Ted, I know you've been working on your material for when you become the public address announcer for the Wichita State University men's basketball team coming up. When does that start? When does basketball start for the Shockers?
The Shockers have not officially released a schedule yet.
Oh, they haven't. Okay.
So, but it'll be consistent with what everything else is going on in college basketball sometime around late November, early December.
Okay. They're around Thanksgiving or thereabouts. Okay.
So we're about a month out.
Okay. So you're rehearsing your material, got a few jokes, things like that, or
jokes?
No, I know it's different. You're not going to be doing that kind of stuff. But
no, it's pretty got to follow the script and follow the game.
Yeah, got a tough act to follow. The late Don Hall, one of our best
Don
friends.
Don Hall is the best.
Yeah, but we're looking forward to it. And, hey, looking forward to having you with us every morning here again with Steve and Ted.
All me right. too.
722 now. Keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats are having a post-confirmation meltdown. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.